Please stand. From dust we came, to dust we will return. We belong to God. We gather in penitence. We gather in confidence. We belong to God. At the beginning of Lent, at every moment of our lives, we belong to God.
Please join me. Jesus, desert dweller, help us now at this time of Lent to accompany you. If we have grown soft, cushioning our lives with excuses, expose us to the toughness of your way. If we have grown lazy, cushioning our minds with easy, thin thoughts, expose us to the rigor of your truth. If we have grown comfortable, cushioning our living with satisfaction and success, expose us to the challenge of your life. As we walk, God be our way. As we learn, God be our truth. As we grow, God be our life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We bow our hearts to God. Truly dust we are, and to dust we shall return, and truly yours we are, and to you we shall return. Help this to be a time of turning around and beginning again. Through the 40 days of Lent, help us to follow you and to find you in the discipline of praying, and in the drudgery of caring, in whatever we deny ourselves, and whatever we set ourselves to do or learn. Help us to discover you in our loneliness and in community, in our emptiness and our fulfillment, in our sadness and our laughter. Help us to find you when we ourselves are lost. Help us to follow you on the journey to Jerusalem, to the waving palms of the people's hope, to their rejection, to the cross and empty tomb. Help us to perceive new growth amid the ashes of the old. Help us carrying your cross to be signs of your kingdom. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from Matthew chapter 6. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God.
Merciful God, dust we are, and to dust we shall return. In Jesus, you chose to share our human frailty, to enter into our mortality in all its mystery, to redeem this handful of dust. We are yours, and to you we shall return. Amen. At this time, we will proceed with the imposition of the ashes. We will have four stations, or four in the front and four in the back. So we invite you to go to the one that is closest to you. We don't have ushers today, so you'll kind of have to figure it out yourself. But again, two in the middle here, one on each aisle, and the same kind of spread out in the back. Let us continue.
Thank you.
Jesus says to his disciples, "Happy are you needy ones. The kingdom of God is yours. Happy are you who are hungry. You will be satisfied. Happy are you who weep now. You will be filled with laughter. Rejected, insulted, happy are you. Be glad and dance with joy." Jesus said, "Take up your cross. We will follow you, O Christ, into the needs of the world, into the truth of our lives, into the pain in our hearts, into the presence of God. Amen."